Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Doc for the week of March 25th. I am your co-host, still recovering from sickness, as you may tell by my voice. Alongside me is the lovely, talented, and newly anointed NCAA commentator.
Well, just let it go.
Sorry.
Seriously, just salt in the wound.
Okay, I'll stop. How are you?
I'm all right. Good. I'm all right. This week I watched a couple really excellent documentaries.
Yeah.
The first one was a new one. It's called Side by Side.
Oh,
and
yes.
It's by Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
He was produced it and he's like hosting it. Okay. He's the interviewer. And it's actually about like film versus digital.
Yes.
In movie making. And he interviews everyone.
Okay.
Like, seriously, everyone in Hollywood. Wow. He interviews for this, and it's really interesting. First of all, there's basic information.
Yeah.
Like, how film works, how digital works, silver versus pixels, which is interesting, you know, for those of us that don't have that technical knowledge.
Right.
But then he gets all these opinions on, is digital killing film, which one's better, you know, and just opinions all over the place. But he talks to, you know, Lana and Andy Wachowski. He talks to Steven Soderbergh, Martin Scorsese, Joel Schumacher, Robert Rodriguez, David Lynch, George Lucas, Linklater. I mean, he talks to everyone, Danny Boyle, and then James Cameron.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. We're talking about this digital stuff. And they talk about, like, the history, you know, how film using digital. They talk to a lot of, like, effects.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
People and how they use the digital on the film. And now it's just digital. And they talk about all different types of cameras. And they talk to all those great directors. But they talk to all these great cinematographers and colorists. And you learn what all these people do. Like, all the names you see on the screen.
Right.
You learn what they actually do.
So it's film class 101.
It is. And it's really interesting. Anybody who's interested, who hasn't done it themselves, but are interested in the behind the scenes, like how you make a film.
Yeah.
It's got all this great information, but then you just learn from all these amazing editors and directors and DPs and everybody. And you get all these different opinions, too.
Yes.
Which is just interesting how these really great people, you know, these top-notch directors can have different ideas about the future. It's just really excellent. It's well done if you're interested in filmmaking at all.
Cool.
It's totally interesting.
And that is on Netflix, right?
Or,
yes. Amazon. Yeah.
I watched that on Netflix. And then also Netflix, the other one I watched. On my Facebook page, a few times in the past couple weeks, it's popped up this link to, and it's been on different media outlets, but a link to a letter from a dying soldier to former President Bush.
Oh.
And I went to check it out. I'm like, well, is this real? Because it's like bashing him, basically.
Oh.
I mean, he takes him to task. Like, I am dying because you're a liar. So I went and, you know, wanted to check it out to see if this was real.
Okay.
You know, I wanted to confirm the story, and it is. Yeah. Not only is it that, it led me to a documentary about him.
Oh.
And it's from 2007, but it's called Body of War.
Oh.
And it's this very blunt, what happens physically when you're shot up in war, what happens emotionally. And it's him, obviously he became very outspoken against the war in Iraq. And like he says in his letter, and he talks about, if I were in Afghanistan, this would be fine. Because we were attacked. We went to war. You lied to us, President Bush and your administration, and you sent me to Iraq. Yeah, just really heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Very, I mean, it's kind of gross. Because, like, his body's not working. His body's shutting down, and he needs to be catheterized. And we see this. His mother has to catheterize this grown man. I mean, and they show it. I mean, they don't hold back what they talk about and what they show. Man, really powerful and really heartbreaking. That one. But, yeah, just trying to confirm something on Facebook led me to this.
Once again, proves that film can be a powerful medium for telling a story.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, but yeah, it's, yeah, just very sad story. But anyhow, so that's what I want. Just kind of a really interesting, kind of uplifting documentary in a way for me, who's so involved or interested in filmmaking, but then this kind of heartbreaking one. But yeah. Anyhow, both of them kind of opposite ends of the spectrum, but very interesting and very good ones.
Oh, well, my life this past week hasn't been all that interesting. that compelling. I've been still closing one show, opening another. And in my very limited time that I've been around, I've had some Disney movies that have come to Blu-ray in on the background, just catching up on things like Hunchback of Notre Dame, Notre Dame, which I really loved when I originally saw it in the theater. It doesn't hold up as well as some of the other more recent Disney films.
Okay.
It could lose us a little bit of something. I think they tried too hard to go the Broadway route with it, and it's much more of a Broadway piece than it is kind of one of Disney's better stories. The other one was Mulan, which does hold up incredibly well. And is still as emotionally powerful as it was in the theaters, if not more so. Included on each one of these Blu-rays are these terrible Michael Eisner requested sequels. So you have Mulan 2, in which the emperor's daughters have to marry the sons of another kingdom in order to keep the Mongols from taking over China. And Hunchback 2, which is this ridiculous story about a traveling circus. And Michael McKean voices the villain of all people. Traveling circus that comes to town that tries to steal one of the jewel-encrusted bells of the Cathedral of Notre Dame. So, both of them are just terrible. I mean, Mulan 2 has its moments, because I think it was originally a story concept that they were going to use about arranged marriages and the kind of the injustice of an arranged marriage.
Right.
So, there's at the heart of that is an interesting tale, but Hunchback 2 is just god-awful bad.
And it's amazing how some of the sequels can be so good.
I know.
It's been so bad. I mean, Toy Story 3 packed more of a punch than the first one.
Yeah, but that's John Lasseter.
Right. You know, and that's what I'm saying. It's why are they doing it?
Yeah.
Do they have an actual story to tell, or are they just cashing in?
Yeah. It was these Eisner things from the 90s were total cash grabs.
Yeah, exactly.
And just piss poor. So, and the only way they'd get them out is if they stuffed them on the back, you know, of another release, which is what they did.
Yeah.
So, box office this week, very surprising. Animation is still doing extremely well.
Yeah, and well, it's been spring break a lot of places, so kids are out.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's why they release it now.
Yeah.
But anyhow, the Croods came in first. Croods, is that how you say it?
Yep, the Croods.
Okay. Almost 45 million.
Yeah.
That's what's a little surprising, but it's pretty high up there. And then Olympus Has Fallen at 30 million.
Still got some action juice in the box office.
Yeah. Oz the Great and Powerful hanging in there, third with 22 million. And then The Call with 9 million.
Jeez.
Like, big old jump there. And Admission, 6.5 million.
Yeah, I don't think it got very good reviews.
Very sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
Well, there's not much to look forward to this coming week. A movie called The Host, which is yet another generic Invasion of the Body Snatchers picture.
The Host, that title, have there been?
Well, and there was a foreign film recently, one from Japan. It has been overused.
Yeah.
But this stars nobody you know. This was written and directed by nobody you know. So I have a feeling it's just going to go right to, you know, Netflix or streaming or DVD or whatever, and it may find an audience there.
Okay.
Tyler Perry has a new movie out.
All dressed in a fat lady suit?
No, this isn't a Madea movie. It's called Tyler Perry's Temptation, which stars Vanessa Williams, Brandy, and Kim Kardashian.
Yes, this is Kim's big, well, not her, like, first role, but her big breakout role. Yeah. All right,
and there's just one more, another concept that you've seen before. A nanny steps into a dysfunctional family and changes everyone's life for the better. This one's called
Mental.
This one's called Mental, and it stars Liev Schreiber, Toni Collette, and Anthony LaPaglia.
Oh, well, I like the cast.
Yeah.
But I don't know. If she doesn't fly, I may just go rewatch Mary Poppins.
Coming to DVD and Blu-ray this week, we've got Steven Spielberg's Lincoln, Billy Crystal and Bette Midler and Parental Guidance, which did extremely well. And everyone I know who's seen it enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, them together, it's just, I don't know. Yeah. I think it'd be worth it just for that.
Yeah. We've got a Brad Pitt action picture called, kind of a mobster comedy movie called Killing Them Softly. We've got the 26th volume of Mystery Science Theater 3000 from Shout Factory. And the last of the Star Trek spin-off, Star Trek Enterprise, Season 1, comes to Blu-ray this week.
No, speaking of Star Trek.
Yes.
I don't know if you were going to talk about in streaming, Hulu is running all the Star Trek stuff for the rest of the month.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like Shatner's birthday.
Oh,
so I'm talking about the wrong section. Sorry. But
oh, that's all right.
Yeah, Hulu has like all the Star Wars shows or Star Trek shows.
Oh,
jeez. I just made all the nerds freak there. I know the difference. All the Star Trek shows you can watch on Hulu for the next, you know, week.
Wow, it wasn't so long ago that I went back and watched all of the movies, which I can't believe I did it, but I did. And was surprised at how well, I mean, there's a couple clunkers in there, but for the most part, they're exceptionally well done. As long as we're talking about Hulu, let's see what else is coming. We've got a movie called I Kissed a Vampire, the Rock Musical.
Excellent.
Which, in their words, is in the same vein as High School Musical. So.
Oh, I'm sure exactly like it.
You might want to go see that. Kevin Smith's Smodimations, which are basically animated segments from he and Scott Mosier's long-running internet radio show called Smodcast.
Yes.
Which now is pretty much them lighting up weed and just laughing as they talk to each other. And then there's a bevy of Lifetime original movies starring people like Shannon Doherty, Battlestar Galactica's Trisha Helfers, and the I don't know how she can possibly get any skinnier Gabrielle Anwar.
Oh, okay.
That's on Hulu. Over at Netflix, Cartoon Network is dumping a bunch of their stuff, including Powerpuff Girls, I can't even talk today. This is so terrible.
It's just all too exciting, all this.
Yes, Courage the Cowardly Dog and Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. And then there's two shows that we both liked that showed a great deal of promise, and I think they were both Fox shows. The Finder, with the late Michael Clark Duncan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a decent show. Not great, but yeah. Decent.
Interesting concept, and there was fun. The cast was having fun with what they were
doing. Yeah, definitely.
And then Awake, which was Jason Isaacs' police drama that was kind of bouncing between two worlds, which...
Yeah, like two time periods. So, yeah, it was, funky. Yeah.
Neither one of them went anywhere. But if you want to see what they could have been, you go over to Netflix this week and see. All right, that's all I've got for streaming media.
Okay. Oh, we got a ton on TV this week.
Oh, really?
All right. We got a bunch of stuff ending, a bunch of stuff coming back. And Monday on NBC, The Voice returns.
Oh, geez.
But without CeeLo and his pretty cat.
Why? Who's filling in for him?
Usher?
Oh, God.
And Xena's gone.
She is.
Shakira's filling in for her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it'll be different. It'll be interesting to see, like, how the judges get along.
Yeah.
Changing that. Also, Monday NBC, Revolution is back. It took quite a long hiatus.
Forgot about that show.
But for fans of that, the wait is over. And then Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, this season is ending. No, Bravo. In the beginning on PBS, interesting documentary show, 180 Days, A Year Inside an American High School.
Now, wait, they did a documentary on your high school.
They did. The year after I left, it was a Fox show called Yearbook.
Okay.
So I wasn't in it. Like I said, it was after I left. Yeah. But yeah, so I have a feeling that the PBS show might be slightly different than the Fox show. I don't know. Call me crazy.
Yeah.
Tuesday on BET, the new season of The Game premieres. Mm. And then on Wednesday, we have some seasons ending. The Neighbors on ABC and Whitney on NBC. And then Thursday, Stuff is Ending. 1600 Penn has its season finale on NBC. And Raising Hope has season finale on Fox.
I am completely disconnected. I have not watched any television this season whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, Saturday, day before Easter, we have The Ten Commandments.
Oh, yes.
ABC. The
epic four-hour presentation.
Yeah. Anyhow, the rest of us will be watching Doctor Who on BBC America.
Oh, yes. Did you see the preview, the little
No, I haven't.
Oh, you have to find
it. Well, I haven't because I can't watch the show because I don't have BBC America. I have to wait for it to come out streaming or disc or whatever.
Ugh. Okay.
So I'll have to wait. But on Sunday on HBO, Game of Thrones, new season premieres. And then Bio has a new show. Look Who's Stalking.
What?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They have all those true crime stuff.
Oh, brother.
Anywho, you know, happy Easter.
Yeah.
Okay, but anyhow, if none of that floats your boat on TV and you're a music fan, no matter what kind of music you like, you are in luck this week. Holy cannoli are the albums coming out.
Oh.
And a whole bunch of stuff from bands we haven't heard from in a while. Hmm. Delta Machine by Depeche Mode.
Oh, wow.
It's out this week. Come Down Machine by The Strokes. Lots of machining going on. Girl Who Got Away, Dido.
Oh, wow. What happened to her? She disappeared forever.
She did. She hit big and had David Boreanaz in her video and everything. But she's back.
Huh.
And then Native, One Republic. And then, let's see, Suicidal Tendencies has a new album called 13.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. A little hip-hop for you. Lil Wayne.
Oh,
I'm Not a Human Being, too.
Wait a minute. Wasn't he in a coma somewhere?
Just recently. But obviously he recorded this beforehand. So he's out of the hospital in time.
Oh, so he didn't die like TMZ was saying.
No. Okay. Well, he's about to, supposedly. I don't know. Anyhow. Your country fans, Precious Moments Volume 2 by Alan Jackson. Hmm. And then country and TV fans, Blake Shelton, based on a true story. And then American Idol fans, All That for This, Crystal Bowersox.
Oh.
And David Archuleta, No Matter How Far. So there, you're set no matter what you like to listen to, man. Books this week, there is a new novel by Therese Ann Fowler. It's called Z, a novel of Zelda Fitzgerald. This isn't a biography. It's, you know, a novelized version.
Oh, okay.
Of life. So, let's see. Some reality kind of stuff. The one housewife I don't want to smack the shit out of, Caroline Manzo.
I don't know any of these people.
She's a New Jersey one.
Okay.
Anyhow, her book is called Let Me Tell You Something. Life as a Real Housewife, Tough Love Mother, and Street Smart Businesswoman.
Okay.
All right. Opposite end of the spectrum, we have Caroline Kennedy.
Mm.
Book, Poems to Learn by Heart. She already released Poems for Kids. She has written them in its collection. And this is a new one for there. And then, let's see, reality home makeover-y fans, Candace Olsen. She's got shows on whatever, HGTV or those kind of stuff. She has a book out. Candace Olsen, Favorite Design Challenges.
Huh.
And then all of you missing Fringe, I guess this is, as they say, a scene in one of the final episodes of the show in the hands of the title character, Fringe September's Notebook. It's actually this, like, keepsake thing for fans.
Oh.
This clamshell case, and it's got a numbered plate, and it's signed by stars of the show, and it's got a piece of amber and an artifact from the set of the show, and posters and whatever.
Okay.
And stuff I'm sure you would want if you're a huge fan.
Gotcha.
And stuff I don't understand. But anyhow, that's there for you. And in theater coming up, a new play, I'll Eat You Last. It's about a famous Hollywood agent that most people out there won't know, but if you're in the business, Sue Mengers.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, the big thing about this is Bette Midler starring.
Yay!
It's been over 30 years since she was on the Broadway stage.
Oh, shit.
Yes. So anyhow, fans of Bette will definitely want to catch that one.
Awesome.
So it's just, yeah, one person show just about this. So it should be totally fun. And then it opens at the Booth Theater on April 5th.
Very cool. Yeah, I do have to get down to New York at some point and see some theater.
Yeah, yeah. So that might be one to catch for sure.
In news, we mentioned Doctor Who earlier, which is starting on the 30th with the, what is, I think it's 7 consecutive weeks of the remaining episodes of Series 7. Mm-hmm. And of course, Stephen Moffat is doing press and stuff like that. And with the 50th anniversary and this television movie that's coming out about the creation of the show, pressure's on Stephen to talk about what's coming next, what's going to happen in Series 8. Is Matt staying or is he leaving at Christmas time like everybody has been saying because he wants to start doing movies in Hollywood? So okay. All Stephen will say is, I'm taking this one season at a time. You know, this is all I'm approaching because he's got other projects too. He's working Sherlock. They've got to do another season of Sherlock.
Yes, I know they're doing it. Oh, right now I'm so excited. Okay.
And it's all consuming. And what he says is it's just completely wipes you out creatively and physically and emotionally. Yeah. So he said, all I can tell you is that I'm closer to the end of my tenure than I am to my beginning. He said, I'm not leaving right away, but I just need you to know that this isn't going to go on forever. There's only so many stories that he has to tell.
Right, right. All right.
So that makes people nervous, but...
It does, but I'd rather him, like, not tell me shit stories.
Right.
If he's out of good stories, then let somebody else do it.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right.
In an interview with UK film magazine Empire, J.J. Abrams just teased a very little bit about his take on Star Wars Episode 7, because right now he's finishing up Star Trek and Darkness. He's going to be doing press for that, so he's got to get through all that stuff before he can even start thinking.
And you wonder why I confuse Trek and Wars.
Right. It happens all the time. but he was quoted as saying, there's infinitely more questions than answers right now, but I feel I can identify a hunger for what I want to see again. And he says, I see a similar approach to reinventing Star Wars in the way that we did for Star Trek for Paramount. And that may scare some people, but I personally trust JJ and his creative team, because again and again, they've proven they can do, you know, Brian Burke and Damon Lindelof and all these guys, Matt Reeves, that he surrounds himself with, are great storytellers. And I look forward to see, JJ is a huge Star Wars fan, mm-hmm. like Kevin Smith is a huge Star Wars fan. So I trust that whatever we see is going to be a hell of a lot better than what George cooked up with the last three movies. So, Big Trouble in Burbank, California. Jay Leno is once again being put out to pasture by NBC. You know, the first time it was this whole Conan thing where they, you know, got rid of him and ushered in this new generation, and then that blew up in their face. And now they're doing the same thing for Jimmy Fallon. But like you were saying, they're planning to move the Tonight Show operation from Burbank, where it's been since the Jack Parr days,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to bring it to New York, which is where Jimmy's based.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And this is it the end of this season, or is it the end of 2014 that this is going to
happen? It's not right away.
Yeah, I think it's another year.
Yeah, because it's weird with the seasons, too, with talk shows, because they're not, like, off all summer. Anyhow, right. There's time. This isn't happening next week. So we'll see what actually happens with everything.
And I think what Jay's people are saying is, we still have strong ratings, we still have an audience. But I think what NBC is saying is, yes, but you have the baby boomer generation. You're not getting the new – all of the younger people are going to –
like, you know, maybe Conan would have if we made him the host.
I don't know. Yeah. And yet then look at David Letterman, who's been going since the 80s and is still, you know, rock solid. So I don't know. If you happen to be in New York and are going to visit the Museum of Modern Art, you may catch Tilda Swinton taking a nap in a glass box.
Huh? Of course you will.
So she's done this before in Europe, and apparently it's a performance art piece that she does. There is no schedule. She just shows up when she wants to. She gets into a tiny glass box in the middle of the floor and sleeps.
Mm-hmm.
And then she leaves, so people can come and watch Tilda Swinton taking a nap, and that's pretty much all it is.
Okay.
And they charge $25 to see this.
You know, you all want to come on TV take a nap. be quiet.
Oh, my God. Fans of Mary Tyler Moore, the entire cast or the remaining living members of the cast. I know Ed Asner was in the hospital recently. Are reuniting for Betty White's show Hot in Cleveland on TV Land, right? I believe that's a network that carries it. And they've just been renewed for season 5. So if you, you know, like those wacky reunion type things and want to see that, I'm curious to see if they're going to include Valerie Harper there, who's been suffering from.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. Well, when they do it. And
Yeah. And not to end on a down note, but.
Oh, well, we always do. I always end with Kardashians.
Well, that's true. But this is still.
Don't worry about it.
Before we've talked about. Puppeteer Kevin Clash, who was head of Sesame Workshop and heir apparent to, you know, Jim Henson's Children's Television Workshop empire. So you get this pedophilia accusations, and now they're getting deeper and more disturbing, where I guess there were crystal meth parties where he had teenagers there. And, you know, this is the guy who gave us Elmo, right? He created Elmo, and it's disturbing enough, but to have this all play out even...
Yeah.
I don't know.
If these accusations are not true, it's very disturbing.
Yes.
Somebody would say this
yes.
and do this to him. If these accusations are true, it's very disturbing that, again, a hero of mine just totally, ugh.
I know.
Just totally falls.
So that's all I have for news this week.
All right. Well, I have some stories that have been out there and I've seen and also have been forwarded to me by my internet friend who listens to the show.
Who we're going to call Deep Throat or something.
Yeah, that's what I should say. We got to come up with some kind of name.
Yeah.
Next email you send me, like, give me a good code name. I can call it. Yeah, seriously. But let's see. Amanda Bynes is still crazy, in case you were all wondering.
Yeah, no doubt there.
She has, I talked about her looking crazy and like piercing her cheeks and like crazy nails and whatever. I talked about that before. You can find those pictures out there. But now she's tweeting how she wants Drake to murder her vagina.
I don't know who Drake is.
Drake is the one in the feud with, he's the hip hoppy guy in the feud with Chris Brown, and he dated Rihanna between and whatever. And he's actually from the new Degrassi.
Okay.
It was like his big breakout. Whatever.
So that's not Frank Ocean. Frank Ocean was another guy that was in a feud with Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah. Well, Chris Brown beats the shit out of anybody and
hates
everyone, so who cares? Right. But anyhow, no. This is a different one.
Okay.
Anyhow, so that's supposedly her family is worried now because, you know, please join the rest of us that have been worried for months. Hello.
Yeah.
They want to. The thing is, her parents, like, she started to go crazy in L.A. Her parents moved to L.A., and then she moved to New York. And they didn't, like, follow her.
Mm.
So anyhow, they may be, whatever, going there, trying to bring her back. Hopefully getting the girl some damn help.
Yeah.
Anyhow, all right, Kardashian news. Now, this is supposed Kanye has come up with a list of names from the baby, right? And it's telling friends, supposedly, what he wants to name the baby. And the name he has picked is North.
What?
North. The first name for the baby, North.
Northwest.
Yes. So the baby's name would be Northwest.
I'm an idiot.
So we'll see if that ever happens. Because, of course, you really could easily put a K in front of North and it would still be North.
Yeah.
Pronounced North. So maybe Kim will go for it because she can do that.
Now, there are still rumors floating around that the two of them have been talking to people that she has lost a baby and they're trying to cover it up and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. But there's a lot of unflattering pictures going around of her wearing just the most bizarre outfits.
She can't figure out her style. Does she want the roomy, baggy, moo-moo-y stuff? Does she want the tight, show off the bump stuff? I don't ever think she had a decent sense of style to begin with. I know lots of people disagree with me, but yeah, she certainly does not have a good maternity style going. Oh, anyhow.
All right.
Now I'll just mention quick contest this week.
Yes.
It came out last week. Love for Levon. It's Levon Helm from the band.
Oh.
Who had passed away.
Yes. Forgot about this.
It's a benefit.
Yeah.
big benefit concert they did with John Waters, John Mayer, or yes. Roger Waters, John Mayer, yeah. My Morning Jacket, Greg Allman, Dierks Bentley, Joe Walsh, like yeah. all these great people. So anyhow, we have that as our contest this week.
Very cool. All right. Well, and on that bombshell, we will say goodbye, but thank you guys for tuning in. And head over to DVDverdict.com for all the latest reviews. And until next week, Melissa, take it away.
And the time is running out, and we still have to say goodbye.